On this edition of Hidden in Plain Sight, we're going to Brooks Lumber and Hardware, right next to where the old Tiger Stadium once stood. Brooks has stood on the same spot on Trumbull Avenue for over 120 years. And over the decades, the city around it has changed a lot. Freeways like the John Lodge and I-75 now run nearby. Yet Brooks Lumber remains. It is one of Detroit's oldest businesses, still in its original location. Corktown is Detroit's oldest neighborhood. It is full of history and character. Once a busy working-class area, it faced many challenges. The 1967 riots and highway construction forced many residents to leave. And despite this, Brooks Lumber stayed open. New businesses and homes are opening. Brooks Lumber helps by supplying materials for both restoration and new construction. Inside Brooks Lumber, you'll find a large, old-fashioned hardware store. There are aisles filled with tools, paint, and lumber. Behind the main building, several outbuildings stretch back two city blocks. These house the lumber stock, a mill shop, and a workshop. Skilled craftsmen create custom woodwork here. And if you're not aware, the store is actually known for helping restore historic homes. And as you may be aware, there are a lot of them in the city of Detroit. Brooks offers rare materials like plaster and lathe supplies and wooden sash windows. Many staff members have worked there for decades. They take pride in personal service and strong community ties. Now, Brooks Lumber is famous way beyond just hardware. It has a special place in baseball history. Tiger Stadium opened in 1912 as Navin Field. It was a beloved park for Detroit and baseball fans everywhere. The stadium's right field roof was right across Trumbull Street from Brooks Lumber. Many great players hit balls over the right field roof, and those balls landed in the lumberyard's wood stacks. These home runs became legendary. The lumberyard was like an extra outfield for the longest hits. In fact, Babe Ruth's 700th career home run in 1934 is one of the most famous examples. It flew over 600 feet. Other stars like Norm Cash, Mickey Mantle, Ted Williams, and Reggie Jackson also sent balls into the lumberyard. Harmon Killebrew, Frank Howard, Mark McGuire joined them, and even our own Kirk Gibson sent a home run there that landed in the lumberyard. Yeah. One fact that I found very intriguing is one of the current co-owners of Brooks Lumber, a gentleman named Ray Formosa, actually has a collection of balls that were hit into the lumberyard. Formosa began working at Brooks Lumber in 1978 as a stock boy. He grew up just blocks from the stadium. Now he co-owns the store. His story shows the deep roots Brooks has in Corktown. The lumberyard has survived world wars, the Great Depression, the 1967 riots, and even Detroit's bankruptcy. And when Tiger Stadium closed in 1999, many thought it would be the end of Brooks Lumber. Well, it wasn't. Brooks Lumber's survival shows its strength and adaptability. It serves many customers, from contractors building new condos to homeowners restoring old houses. The millwright can craft wood to exact needs. They make everything from furniture to windows, and this kind of skilled work is rare today. And Brooks Lumber continues to connect Detroit's past to its future. The story of Brooks Lumber and Tiger Stadium is more than baseball or lumber. It is about a community that has faced hardship but remains proud. When you think of Brooks Lumber, think of the crack of the bat. Picture a baseball soaring over the right field roof. Remember the legends who made history by sending balls flying into the heart of Corktown, right into the lumberyard that has stood watch for over a century. Brooks Lumber is hidden in plain sight.